on News Talk ZB.
News Talk ZB 24-5. Barry Soper, Joseph Pagani, Matthew Hooton on the cauldron. Some feedback. Sophia says, here's an idea, Larry. Get a nutcase like Matt Hooton on your show to say that unions have wrought more destruction than P. Are your ratings really... Actually, our ratings are very good. Thank you for asking. Jason says, so Winston can threaten to leak 459 texts. Are they not private? Glenda says, please tell Sober to pull his head in.
Cheers, Glenda.
On anything in particular?
Christine says, will Jacinda have to pay tax? This is in response to the Jesus billboard, OK? Mm. Will Jacinda have to pay tax when she begins to walk on water? Thank you for your feedback. All right, Matthew. So the News Hub poll out last night, of course, we've got a debate. I want to talk about the debate just before five, but as far as the poll's concerned, Labor has the momentum.
Yeah, that News Hub poll was taken slightly before the TVNZ poll that had Labor ahead of National, Labor on 43, National on 41. However, neither UMR, Labor's polling company, nor Courier, National's polling company, has had a single poll with Labor ahead of National. So it's possible that TVNZ one was slightly out of date. But look, I've always felt, ever since Jacinda Ardern became leader and the left-wing Daily Media decided to make her prime minister, I've always thought that Labor and National would converge at about 40%. That's what we're seeing happening. And what's important now is what happens to some of these small parties, because both New Zealand First and the Greens are somewhat at risk of being out altogether.
And Josie, you said on television yesterday, I think you're in no doubt, Labor's going to win this election. They're going to be the next government. So you see National still sliding, obviously?
I think it's on a knife edge. And I also said I've been wrong about every prediction I've made in the last 2 years. But certainly you'd have to say, you know, you look at that poll last night, that News Hub poll last night, I mean, that Labor are up, what, 6 points. I mean, it's extraordinary that they've come from 24% to within cooey of being close to National. And that equates to about nearly 500,000 people who switched their vote. So that is momentum. And you said last week, Matthew, you thought the momentum had peaked. I don't think it has.
And Barry Soper, so the interesting thing too is that New Zealand First are shredding support, down in sixes or whatever, and in the TV One poll they were down to 8%.
Yeah. Well, I suppose the vote's got to come from somewhere, and it's nice that Matthew's acknowledged the power that the media has to appoint Jacinda Ardern as the Prime Minister. But look, I think when there's a change to a person like Jacinda Ardern, it's hardly surprising that the public look at somebody that's totally fresh, totally new, says things probably like politicians haven't said for a while. That's not to say that I don't think that she's probably peaked now. I don't think you'll see a big lift from here, and you can't really have much of a lift from here anyway.
And also, I mean, you mentioned, Barry, that it is a two-horse race, but the small parties are still in it. And even though they're losing some of their polling, you've got I think the Māori Party on one, you've got Top on over one. I think what you're going to see is the smaller parties next week just trying to get noticed, making some noise, saying something edgy, a bit controversial. They need to get in the story.
Winston will be in the story again. Okay. Believe you me, probably this week I think you'll find
all right, well, we'll talk about that. So, Matthew, you wrote a piece in the NBR on Friday, which I found was interesting. So you actually believe that National could win this, or Labor could win it by themselves?
No, what I was writing about in the NBR was what Bill English and his campaign strategists were planning to do, which was try and take out Winston Peters to get their vote to try and govern alone. That now looks like that has failed.
Well, it's backfired terribly.
Yeah. Look, but we've got a real paradox. At the moment, a vote for the Greens, in a way, works out as a vote for National, because if the Greens are there, that makes it harder for Jacinda Ardern to do a deal with Winston Peters. Similarly, a vote for ACT might work out as a vote for Labor, because it would create an excuse for Winston Peters not to deal with National. So there's all sort of combinations. I think the Māori Party is in a pivotal position. If the if Labor supporters in the Māori seats vote for the Māori Party candidates and the Māori Party were to clean sweep them, I think you'd see a Labor-Māori Party government.
And I think with the Māori Party too, I think their message needs to be next week, You need Māori at the table, whether it's Labor or National government. And there's a reason that Labor's suddenly doing well. They're behaving like a Labor party. And that's brown working class votes that are coming back to Labor. I reckon the Māori Party just goes in there and
goes,
make sure we're there, otherwise it's just a four-week wonder.
You touched on it earlier, though, Matthew, that this strategy of National to discredit Winston Peters, and that's what it was about. It was about Paula Bennett throws her hands in the air and goes, I don't know why. Why would we have any interest in destroying Winston Peters? Well, it's obvious the interest that they have.
Well, they shouldn't have been briefing the media the week earlier saying that that's what they were planning to do. But look, I think the Māori Party will be pivotal. Labor has been consumed by anger and hatred towards the Māori Party since its formation. And it's always been Labor that says it won't deal with the Māori Party. I am absolutely convinced if the Māori Party ever genuinely has the balance of power, it'll choose the Labor
Party.
Totally.
All right, so, Josie, I'm handing you one here for free, OK? Here's
a free.
Yeah, so Don Braid, you know, from Main Freight, says in the Herald this morning that basically Nash have got their own... only themselves to blame for this because they haven't had vision over 9 years.
Well, and I said it yesterday on Q&A. Here I go, give me my hat. So there are three things that win elections, and one of them is being about the future, not the past. And the problem that National's got is that they're running a campaign on their past record, and it sounds stale, it sounds old, it sounds bitter when you're attacking the opposition for being a rabble, and suddenly Labor looks strong. It's not a rabble. Tail's not wagging the dog of Labor's up in the 40s. So, you know, he's in that sense, he's right that it's been a lack of vision from National in this campaign.
Hey, Barry.
That's a problem for them.
Sorry, Jesse. Hey, Barry, this Peters thing, you know, is this done and dusted or is it still going to roll on?
No, I think...
The leak.
I think you'll see, well, you know, Winston will exploit it for as much as he can get out of it. And I think he's done very well so far. He could have closed it down immediately.
Hold on, he was on 6.6.
I don't think those polls actually covered the Winston.
And he's never been below five. In some ways, Winston's in a better position now than he was because either side need him. The fact that it's so close means that actually the smaller parties start to really matter.
Yeah. So I think you'll see Winston exploit this. But look, he'll have some other bits and pieces up his sleeve that he'll be playing between now and the election. We've got 3 weeks to run. And one thing that Winston Peters does very well, and that is campaign. He knows how to manipulate the vote, and I think he's always done it pretty well. And except for, of course, 2008 when John Key said that he wouldn't work with him. But you know, he knows politics better than anybody else with skin in this particular game.
We will come back in a moment. Matthew Hood and Joseph Bagani, Barry Soper on the Cauldron. It's 16:05.